Is there anywhere else you can think of now that you used to play around as a kid?
Well, obviously, Eglinton Street swimming pool, right? We used to come to the baths. And that was a bit of an event because we were going into town and there was concern if you were going into town. But then on the other side, it was a lot safer because any adult would give you a kick in the arse if you did something out of the way, right? Didn't have to be your parent or lawyer or
Yeah.
anything. You were afraid of them anyway to start off, so that wasn't a bad idea. We used to come down, as I say, to Eglinton Street baths, and from Blackpool to the baths was probably about kind of for young fellas, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes walking. And however long it took us to come down, it takes twice as long to go back because we got to the Cork cold storage for the ice creams. And like I mean, they said the ice cream would take you flipping half an hour to eat it, it was so big. And you go home and you think that you were the flipping prince of the world. Right? And the whole thing for maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 pence to get into the Eglinton Street baths, another 3 pence going home, that's 6 pence, and transfer that to modern money, and you probably have something around 2p. Right? You wouldn't get a lot for 2p these
2 cents, yeah, you
days.
wouldn't get a lot. Tim, would you have went to the cinema?
Obviously, that was a kind of a thing. You had the Palace, you had the Lee, you had the Pavilion, you had the Capitol, and you had the one up Washington Street, the Ritz. And you had the one above in Collins Barracks,
The Cameo.
Cameo. So you had all of them, and you get to go to the pictures maybe once a fortnight. And I remember actually there was a very funny ritual at home. Twas the father would give us the money to go to the pictures, but you'd have to kind of grovel for a long time first. And one of his tricks was that he put his hand in his pocket, you'd think you were getting the money, the hanky'd come out, right? So then we developed this knack, we'd get the friends to come to the door to try and put him under pressure, so he wouldn't relent for that either. He used to go through his ritual. He'd always give you the money in the end, but like I mean to say, you'd have an awful lot of getting there before you actually got it, you know. But then, as I say, we used to go out and go to the cinema, gangs of us. There used to be kind of, I remember about five or six of us, seemed to go everywhere, together the whole time, you know. Into the cinema in the afternoon and come out and be dazzled by the light outside because it's so dark inside. Oh, so one of the things I always remember. The films I saw then were probably as good as any film I saw since.